Would you like to play a game with me?
How about a nice game of chess?
When you play the game, you win or you die.
If you wish to participate, please state your name and birth date.
I know it, but I don't think I should say it.
What are we gonna do?
All right, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Oh, naggers, of course. Naggers.
Welcome into another episode of Morning X Game Room. The Friday show is over. We're all still sick or without voice. Nick is literally, what did you just do? Oh, you spit a cough drop into a, what a good conservationist you are.
Just because I don't want to hear it clicking against my teeth, but also it's gross.
I was going to start the show by saying I was ready to retire my retired bit, which is still really fucking funny if you ask me. But enough people whose opinion I trust said that it made them a little uneasy, a little icky feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're not one of those people anymore.
Oh, what? but I'm feeling icky right now.
So it's officially, I'm officially done with that, although pretty fucking funny.
Put that in the rest in peace Jason Dick Hall of Fame.
But hang on, you're gonna put a Naggers reference right into the intro that's going to play before this every time?
Yeah. That's a hilarious... It's hilarious.
It's really good. I agree.
Yeah.
Pretty good, but I don't know. I don't know what's allowed anymore.
Edgy content.
I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm just worried that we're going to slip up.
Yeah. And yeah, it's probably a good idea. Okay. Yeah. This is bonus material for you where we play some games because the suits won't let us play the games on the regular show. We're close. Close to having the games back, guys. All right.
I hope so.
I had to show up to work for like 12 straight days, which I think I've done. And that's enough for me to go punch some bosses in the dick.
What are we closer to? Getting games back on the main show, or are you getting a loan to build a house in Manor?
Fuck you. Fuck you. I can't believe... thank you. Actually, I got a reply. Several people have emailed me notes about banks and stuff like that, and how can they help. And my guy, Brett with 1T, works at Bank of America. I said some things about Bank of America. I thought, Brett, could I hit you up to cut to the front of the line? I just can't believe... This is the thing, all right? I'm like Britney Spears.
Oh, okay. How?
Britney Spears was held under the government's thumb, under her father's thumb for
the IRS as a conservatorship
for 10 years. Okay. Britney Spears is one of
the
most
IRS.
Famous, rich, powerful people in the world, and it took her a fucking decade to break free from this conservatorship.
Is that why you can't reproduce because of the IRS?
Are you about to shave your head and attack the bank loan people with an umbrella?
No, that's why she got put into the conservatorship, okay?
Yeah.
That's why...
You're trying to get out.
Yeah. She... You know what? My situation is more dire than Britney Spears.
Hashtag free Jason.
Because she did some fucked up shit to make people think, hang on, maybe somebody should watch over her, all right? I have done nothing but pay every goddamn mortgage payment on time for 15 years, okay?
Yeah.
I've never been bailed out. You've been bailed out how many times, banks? So quit fucking around with me. And the reason that I'm like Britney Spears, she's one of the most powerful, richest celebrities in the world, and it took her this long to get out. I can't imagine. Look, I'm not a brag. I've done okay. I have the money to build a house in a shithole town like Manor. I can't believe it takes 6 months to get a goddamn loan going. What if you're just like a regular old schmo who's just doing, you know... Just out there working hard, hustling, picking yourself up, and you want to build a house, all right? I can't imagine how difficult it is for you.
You know what? You lead a life of reverse consequences. You never should have stopped lying about your taxes. That was your mistake.
That was. I mean,
you took him to a tax attorney.
The IRS angle of this whole thing, I haven't explained any of the details, even to you guys, I don't think exactly necessarily.
I just asked you for numbers.
But the IRS part is... It's either fixed or it's not fixed. Like, I've done everything that I can, and so now I'm just waiting to run it up the bank flagpole. None of the banks have said, hey, you got an IRS situation. That's just a fire I was trying to put out before it became a situation with them.
Gotcha.
The banks are just being dicks about, hey, prove to us that you got this money, that you can pay us back this money. I'm like, what? But look around, okay?
I got it.
I paid for that. I paid for...
The IRS is the Heisen-Dix uncertainty principle. Nailed it.
Oh, my God.
Full circle.
All right. It was questionable whether or not we should do this podcast today because I have another show that I have to do, and I should be saving my voice And so I was like, we're not going to goof off on a bunch of other shit. We're just going to go straight to playing the game. And not only did we goof off, it involved lots of yelling.
You got them all hyped up.
I'll get you.
No, I'm not looking. Not looking. Not looking. Don't tell me.
Egregious.
Do not tell me. Ugh.
It's over. It's done.
Okay. My stomach is bubbling.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was all worth it because we're going to play the Celebrity Net Worth game.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So... versus Emily, I prepared this game. We go to celebritynetworth.com, look up a celebrity, see how much money they are according to the internets.
How much money they are.
Yes. There is a unifying theme amongst all these celebrities. So
great.
You need a pen or a paper or what do you need? Okay.
Do you want
to? Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
And yeah, if you can guess the unifying theme, you'll get, what is it, 10%, 10 million off? It doesn't
10%
matter.
10% deduction. Never, it's officially 10%.
Okay. Did I explain it all properly?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's money. Guess how much the stupid celebrity's worth. Sorry, that was mean. Maybe okay, celebrity.
All right. Emily's done talking. Number one. Funny you should mention it. Britney Spears.
Oh.
Funny you should mention it.
As Jason says, I am Britney Spears.
I don't know how often they update this website.
Oh, like it's a rolling counter.
I don't know if it is.
It pings every 5 seconds.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears,
this is already a
according
tough
to Celebrity Net Worth.
Yeah. I have a little insider information here, but I'm. According to Celebrity Net Worth.
Wait. Hold on. I'm going to write down this. Boom. We'll do this.
Boom.
Okay. I don't know. That's a lot.
Are you ready? Okay. She says that's a lot. In the conservatorship documents or something like that, I think she was only had $60 million in assets, mm-hmm. which I think it was my mom who brought it up to me. It was like, only $60 million? I was like, but she got stuff stocked away in offshore accounts. That, you know what? Her dad has probably been doing a good work with that conservatorship by hiding the monies.
For him.
And her hiding them from, you know.
It's her money, but he's hiding it. Yeah.
I think Celebrity Net Worth going to give her more credit. Honestly, I want to do like 200 or 300 according to the internet, but I'm just going to meet in the middle. Give me $100 million, Bob.
Okay. I went a little higher than that. That's funny. Just because.
Well, you started at 60. You went to 200 to 300. You met in the middle at 100.
That's right.
I'm not doing the math. It's fine. Perfect guess.
Going a little higher.
Let's meet in the median
mode.
Just because I don't really know how accurate Celebrity Net Worth is at this moment in time.
You.
So I'm going to go 250.
Okay.
All right. It is slightly more than you thought in the documentary. $70 million for
Britney
Spears, according to
$70 million.
That's it?
Man. So go ahead and play Jason's victory music.
Go ahead and play Jason. We're doing five.
Emily made $150 million mistake.
More than that. You could still make it, though. Okay, number two.
Number two is Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton.
See, now this one is, that's quite difficult because.
It's not really, it's her daddy's money.
Well, right. How much do we of her inheritance do we count? What are you doing? Why are you
doing thinking music?
Why?
Why?
Because it feels weird.
Drink that Dayquil.
Okay. Did y'all watch that Paris documentary?
No.
It's funny, everybody. All the reviews I saw for it were like, you'll watch this and you'll come out of it with a new appreciation for Paris Hilton. And I was like, okay. And I watched it and I was like, nope, same amount of appreciation.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I didn't hate on her as much as the regular folk did.
Back in the day.
Because I'm just like, yeah, she's just a hottish blonde chick who's trying to flip that into,
money.
Yeah.
Long term. I get it.
But she's a real person, guys. That was just an act. I'm like, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
No shit.
You should know that.
Is her real person also a terrible person?
Yeah, probably, maybe. Okay, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton, according to CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Okay.
Can't believe Britney Spears only has 70. That seems weird.
I mean, yeah, what's up with that? I guess she...
Because she's had money stolen from her by her dad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess that would be the... How much do you think she's earned?
She was not performing a lot.
That's what I was gonna say. Is like she didn't do
during both the initial meltdown.
The way that you really get rich is like doing that mega tour that goes for 18 months around the world.
I mean, she had the Las Vegas residency, but she.
I can't imagine that
also.
Pays.
I'm sure she's paying a shit ton of lawyer fees for all this stuff. These
fights. Plus Kevin Federline.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
God, I bet you that is going to leech a couple million off you.
Who Paris are we Hilton. Doing it? Paris Hilton, $300 million.
Already?
300. I said 150.
One of you gets to carefully, with a gloved hand, reach into Paris Hilton's pocket, and it's Jason.
Play my
$300
music.
$300 million.
I got you, man.
This is how I think,
like the Kardashians, they would tell you that she's a not self-made woman, but she has made a fuck ton of money for herself. Like, people buy her fragrances and whatever.
But when your last name is Hilton, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess right now, does she?
I'm saying that
she's a DJ.
300 million might be, she's might have made 300 million. Not
sure,
that's,
but
that's
she
not
has a goddamn
money.
Hell of a head start.
I'm not trying to use her as an example of this
kids,
is how you just, make it, kids.
Just be born into a hotel family. You too can one day have your own wax statue house
Score
of wax.
Score update us after two, Haji.
That's kind of synergy. Jason off by 30 million.
Yeah.
Emily off by 330 million.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
Right there.
All right.
All right. Serena Williams, number three.
Serena Williams. Serena Williams.
Taking every amount of willpower I can not to do some sort of terrible Nick Mouth hold music.
Go.
Don't do it.
Let's hear it. No. You guys watch that King Richard movie yet?
No.
No.
You know, it's funny. Venus is the star of the show.
Yeah, because she was first.
Yeah. And then
that movie doesn't end with like a post-credits teaser scene of like Serena just being born or something. Like you mess it up.
Serena is in it the whole time. They're like 2 years apart. She's not born at the end. But
the Williams cinematic universe will not take off if you do not properly tease the arrival of Serena Williams.
But yeah, it's pretty funny how the movie's a lot about Venus, and I'm like, I was looking at Bumbleina, and I was like, do you know about the Williams sisters? Do you know what Serena's the good one?
Yeah.
But
it's always the second child that's the best.
I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. Were you the second child?
Yeah.
Hmm. Emily?
I'm an only child, so that's I'm the best and
you.
The worst.
You are the second child. $250 million for Serena Williams. Going Alrighty. A little low. Going a little low.
I played the opposite just because I have to.
Okay.
$50
million. What? What is the opposite? Okay.
I'm trying
One
to
of you
play
gets to reach into
Here we
Serena
go.
Williams' catsuit pocket.
Yeah.
And again, it's Jason Dick. $250 million
Golly.
On the
I'm trying. I have to Dayquil? Play strategic at this point.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Strategic would be getting it close is what they would tell you.
There's
again,
no way it's $50 million. If you were going to go crazy, you should have said $600.
I just can't believe that Britney Spears makes less. I'm
that
still
would have,
stuck
that,
on
should
that.
I have done her last with that of...
Okay. Number four, Nick.
Number four, Ivanka Trump.
Ooh.
Ivanka Trump.
I'm supposed to be thinking of the theme here now, huh?
Yep.
I got it.
I think I got it, too.
I gotcha. Maybe. Which one's Ivanka Trump, may I ask?
The one that's married to Trump?
Okay.
You know what? You don't like doing this, but I will anyway. That's Trump's daughter. Trump's daughter.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know.
He's married to the Kush.
Sometimes I don't know which one he's married to, but that's Melania
Trump.
And
he
Trump.
Likes to make out with his daughter, too. So.
Ivana is the ex-wife.
Is Ivana Ivanka's mom?
Wait. Yeah. It is confusing because I think Trump wants to fuck both of them.
I think he does.
And make Jared watch.
This one, again, is very difficult as I have no idea what... Has she made any of her money? What are we doing with inheritance things here?
Ivanka Trump's real name is Ivana Marie Trump. So you're just doing an extra K.
So this is the daughter we're talking
about. The daughter's who we're talking about, yes.
Okay, then I got to change my answer just a tad.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ready, Emily?
I'm ready.
I bet this is way too high. But I'm playing safe here with a big lead. Give me just $100 million for
already.
What?
Born on third base, Ivanka Trump.
Well, I said 150.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably like
born
in
on third.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, million. And Emily, he just told you what to do before we did this. $800 million for Ivanka Trump.
What do you mean he just told me what
he
to do?
He said to go high.
You
need
to
make
play
up.
Strategic,
go
remember?
Strategically high. Yeah,
I did go higher than you.
You made up $50 million. That is a good point. Yeah. That is.
It's weird because her and Jared have the same, they're both worth $800, so I think they're kind of lumping them together. But also, she's got like a $750 million real estate trust account that they're factoring
what?
In there.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I don't have any idea how money works.
Nobody does.
Like, how, this doesn't make any sense. I don't understand.
Well, her dad owns a lot of land.
Yeah, but
and
she
he put
doesn't.
A bunch of it in her name and said, "You can touch this when I'm dead, or when you're 30, or here you go." So she's got all this
you
money.
You can
in
touch
the bank.
This after mom goes to sleep.
Yeah. All right, going to the last one.
What did I get reprimanded for the other day? Doing King Richard's voice.
Yes.
Doing Richard Williams's voice.
Yeah.
But I was like, I wasn't doing his voice. I was just doing a creepy old man voice.
I think so. And then also the boss thought I was doing... No, he thought I was doing it. Tiger Woods' dad's voice.
Oh.
But I was doing the old principal from Forrest Gump.
Right.
Not...
Yeah.
Earl Woods.
Sure.
We've almost been in trouble a bunch of times, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody told me to stop doing the Italian accent. You're going to make me cry. Nobody had a problem with that.
All right. I want you to run into...
Nobody had a problem with my fucking retired bit as well. All right?
A couple people did. Real quick, can you do Jason runs into Paolo
no
Gucci at 7-Eleven?
No. Score update is before the last one, Nick.
Jason is off by $730 million. Emily right behind him off by $1,180
million.
$1 billion. This is crazy. I don't understand
how
this game works.
Busted us up pretty bad there.
I was hoping she'd go high
on that. The final one.
Final one. Elijah Wood.
From Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Elijah fuck
Wood.
Him.
Elijah Wood.
Did you just say fuck him?
Yeah.
What's your problem with Elijah Wood?
Because he's not going to make me win this game.
Uh-oh.
Nothing about him.
It's like, that's a universally beloved
his eyes are too big. His eyes are too big.
He looks like a hobbit. It's fine. I joined him in Wilfred. If you haven't watched Wilfred, check it out.
I haven't even seen Lord of the Rings.
And Dirk Gently. It's a weird, confusing show, but he's also good in that as well.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, I'm not really talking to you. You don't watch stuff.
No.
I'm giving
check out his TikTok. That was to you.
I'm giving you a chance to win here, Emily.
I don't know. What was it?
Elijah Wood.
Okay.
Jason has his answer written down, so I will tell Emily.
Oh, this is a theme. Stupid.
Elijah Wood, star of the Lord of the Rings movies.
But, like, those were made how long ago?
What does that have to do with it?
I believe they were circa 1920.
No.
I mean, probably in the time where Britney Spears
Black
was relevant.
The
Britney Spears is always relevant. I don't know, man. Sure. We're just going to do this. I just want to go home.
Write an answer down.
I wrote
an
answer. I wrote an answer down. Right.
You're the assembly of the game, Haja. If you're going to put an 800 millionaire in the four hole, it seems like you got
to
go
be a lower
shoot
one.
The moon on the fifth one. And you should have a big one at the end. But I don't know. I said only 100 million for my guy, Elijah Wood, who's basically stopped working, right? He did Radio Flyer, then Lord of the Rings.
And then the two shows that I just gave you?
And a couple of TV shows
that nobody knows of.
I'm going to say that these are all people who also have famous siblings.
Okay.
Jamie Lynn Spears, Nikki Hilton, Venus Hilton, Jared Trump, Donald Trump Jr.,
Eric
Trump, and Benicio Woods.
Benicio
Wood.
Man.
Man, Elijah Wood's about to do a Toxic Avenger, maybe, according to Wikipedia. That's kind of cool. Emily?
I said $500 million. I don't think that's
right.
Real.
I'm giving you that you could win.
No,
Elijah Wood,
no.
Star of the mega hit, made all the money movies, Lord of the Rings, only has $20 million.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't think.
I mean, what were your themes?
Theme.
Oh, yeah. Emily, did you give it that you could get 10% off? I already played the...
Yeah, it's fine.
Too, Emily, if you just get the theme right, you win the game.
No, I was just going to say people who inherited money.
Okay. These are all celebrities who turned 40 years old this year. Which is I'm glad Emily was out sick and we couldn't play yesterday because Britney Spears' birthday was yesterday. Wednesday's when we couldn't do it.
Happy birthday, Britney.
Just turned Britney Spears.
Britney turned 40.
Yesterday.
Paris Hilton, 40. 40.
Serena, 40.
Serena, 40.
Ivanka Trump, 40. That's why Trump's not interested anymore.
All right. How about that? Okay, fun one. Goodbye.